Truly, I'm so blessed to get the opportunity to share the word of God with you once again in the year of 2022, the radio year of 2022. I think with all the conversations you and I have held, I really enjoy us sharing and growing in the word of God. 1 Peter 2 verse 2 says, like newborn babies, crave spiritual, pure milk, so that by it you can grow up in salvation. It is in us sharing and learning from the teachings of God that we are able to grow strong spiritual muscles and bones to be able to withstand the forces that exert us. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 to 17 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servants of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Many of us pray for blessings. Many of us fast for blessings. But not many of us pray to be corrected. Pray for the teachings. Pray to be rebuked. Pray for being equipped for righteousness. David says in Psalm 26 verses 6, examine me, O God, try me. Test my mind and my heart. See, sometimes the blessing is in the test. Sometimes for you to know how far you're going to travel with God, tests need to be administered so that you can have tangible evidence of your own that truly what I've gone through has brought me this far. Vangasiri bone bana driver's license vasaye ba testiwa uto ba uirenga ga. What the way if wanga nyingori IP wemi to driver's license. This morning, I don't wake up thinking or worrying about what will come, because I understand that the tests I have overcome and the tests that have been placed before me have brought me to the space where I'm at right now. And truly, I can be able to say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, the enemy would have swallowed me. Many times when the fires of life are burning and the days seem long and lonely and heartache is the order of the day, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of God endureth forever. You can find that in Isaiah 40 verses 8. Some fires are set to remind you that truly all the things that you are about to go through are about to make you stronger, bigger and brighter. God says, I'm not only here for you, but I hear you. Not only are you going to go through the fires, but I will go through them with you. I'm not going to leave you, and I'm not going to forsake you. And guess what? 1,000 may fall on your side and 10,000 on your right side, but it shall not come near you. It shall not come nowhere near you, child of God. There are some fires that are set before us, for us to be able to understand and accept that for us to be pure gold, we have to go through some seasoning. You have to come to a point where you accept that these moments are to be able to strengthen us and bring us to the point where God wants us. The side chick lifestyle and behavior, child of God, is not your portion. This hoping for a relationship to work out by you dropping other people's relationships is not your portion. This thing of dating married men and married women is not your portion. The fires that you need to be able to withstand in your singleness, in your loneliness, in your moment of God perfecting you is what will be able to put you into pure gold. These things that we sometimes face or subject ourselves to are not our portion. God says, I know your pain. I know your sorrow. It says in Psalm 56 verses 8, you keep track of all of my sorrows. You have collected all of my tears in the bottle. You have recorded each one of them in your book. God says, I know your sorrow. I know your pain, and I've collected it all in this bottle. And I know that you've gone through wrong, but I've recorded it, and I've got it in my book. The only thing I wish is that you might get well soon, that you might be strong enough to withstand the storms of life and get well soon. The series we are busy with this month is called Get Well Soon. Today's word comes from Revelations 21 verses 4. And it says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things will pass away. In the past few years, many of us have experienced emotional, physical, and spiritual fatigue. Emotional and physical fatigue or exhaustion is a state of feeling emotionally worn out and drained as a result of accumulated stress. Hezlaso lana zobanga stress. Vachibanga stress, vachibanga. Chimwe chipinga ukochibanga usazwifi nori you are even storing up stress. But because of the how life is shaped up and how life is perhaps placed before us, you find yourself in a position where you are stressed and don't even know it. Emotional fatigue is one of the signs of having a burnout. You are sick and tired of being sick and tired. You are tired of being worried about all of your worries, but you can't help but to worry. A feeling of constant tiredness or weakness can lead you to having physical, mental exhaustion. Spiritual fatigue is one that I want to introduce, that I want us to be able to extrapolate in the next couple of weeks. Because it's one that perhaps sometimes, I don't know, he said this, Arini. What happens is that, like a full glass of water that you have, if you continuously keep pouring into other glasses without them filling you up, emotionally, you can get fatigued. It can lead you to being physically and spiritually, emotionally fatigued. You keep pouring into other glasses that never pour into you. You keep emptying yourself and never ever being filled up. And sometimes you might find that you are even filling up bottomless cups, because some people have no end. They just keep needing you to keep pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring into them. We pour into our children. We pour into our marriages, our co-workers, our friends, our churches, our colleagues. And sometimes they just don't pour back into us. Unfortunately, we have a tendency of doing this while we still find ourselves empty to the point where we might even break. And that is when we find ourselves in need of being poured in to continue moving forward and serving others. No one likes feeling like you are constantly by yourself. No one likes having self-doubt. But sometimes when you are filling other people up and not being filled, it can lead you to have self-doubt that leads you to think that whatever it is that you are doing is not helping anyone and make you believe and think that your work is in vain. But I love what God says in 2 Corinthians 12 verses 8. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. For God to be able to stand in your situation, you need to be able to admit when you are weak. for God to be able to take up the position and strengthen you and carry you, you need to be able to recognize that you are weak. For God to be able to keep your family safe, keep you safe, keep providing for you, you have to be able to let him know that, God, I cannot do it by myself. And continues to say, therefore, I boast all the more gladly about my weakness. Weakness is not bad, Msalwane. You can't always be praying in tongues, Rabba Sakandere, and not think that at some point or another, you living in the world that we are living in will not get to a point of fatigue. You can't think that because we're now you are a warrior of some sort, there won't be a moment of weakness. You need to boast in your weakness that God might be able to take some of the weight of life. Some things will be tough, but God says, my grace is sufficient for you. Meaning that my supply is never ending. Meaning I can supply you consistently without ever running out. My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in your weakness. Problem duri anya gwedmi tauri, you need to be weak. Yeah. Bakodidat super. Superhero, taking up things that you know for a fact that you will not be able to withstand. God says, my grace is sufficient, but I need you to understand that my power is made perfect when you admit that you are weak. Carries on to say, so that Christ's power may rest in me. Ah, God wants to rest in you. God wants to give you peace. God wants to give you unmeasured favor in all that you do. But it starts off by you admitting that you are weak. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I know that my God is strong.